Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line now is Aaron Bowker with Customs Border Patrol, talking a little bit about what this change means for the border. Aaron, I'm sure you've gotten a lot of these questions over the past few months.
Well, yeah, we have. This has been a topic of conversation for quite a while.
So what do travelers that use the bridges around here need to know about going back and forth and the legalization of pot in Canada?
Well, it's still illegal under U.S. federal law. So if you do go over to Canada to consume it, two things, be sure you're not bringing it back with you, and be sure you've got a designated driver, you're not driving while impaired.
What sort of questions, if there are any, that will people face that might be different from before when Canada didn't have legal marijuana?
Well, the officers are aware that, you know, with Canada legalizing marijuana, it increases the chance that somebody could possess it, a recreational amount. However, it was illegal before. It was things people were able to get their hands on before. So really the line of questioning should not change. But it is something the officers are on the lookout for, and they are aware that the possibility is there that it could increase the chances that we see more people with it.
Do customs agents, do they have anything that could test a driver for marijuana?
Yeah, are you talking about as far as driving while impaired?
Yes.
Well, no, but the officers are really good. I mean, you got to remember, we interview thousands of people a day. So they're very good at noticing when something's off or when someone is impaired, even if it's under the influence of alcohol. So what we end up doing is we call our state and local partners, like, let's say the Peace Bridge, for example, we call the Buffalo Police, the New York State Police, and they would come and issue the sobriety test.
Is it an issue where if you're going to Canada and you visit one of these shops, if you come back, as long as you're not driving impaired and as long as you don't have any on you at the moment, you should be fine?
Yeah, absolutely. You should be fine. And, another point to stress, too, is if you did go over there and you consumed it and you come back the next day, make sure you don't have it on you. It's very easy to lose track of a small amount of marijuana. But if for some reason you realize it at the last minute, be very honest and be very open. And admit it to the officer and declare it. If you do declare it, you will not face the possibility of a fine. However, it depends on how much you have. You could still face an arrest if you have over a certain amount, but at least you would not face the fine if it is just a small amount.
Do you know what the fine would be?
It starts at $500, and that is zero tolerance. So even if you have 1 gram, if we find it and are able to test it, you could face it starting at $500.
Oh, okay, starting at $500. So serious business. And this kind of goes for both people, not just U.S. citizens returning from Canada, but Canadians too. Just because it's illegal in their country, you have U.S. rules once you cross that border.
Yes, absolutely. And people coming in that are foreign nationals, so Canadian citizens, for example, they do fall under over 60 grounds of inadmissibility. So again, being truthful with the law enforcement officers about what you have or what you are doing or where you are going is paramount so the officers can make that decision on whether you're admissible to the United States or not.
Aaron, do you think this will change the border at all as far as delays? Taking longer to question cars that are going through?
No, at the end of the day, the officers have always been on the lookout for this. This is something that we routinely see at the border. In the month of September, I think we seized over 100 pounds of marijuana total for the whole month. And it's something we see routinely, sometimes on a daily basis. So it's something, like I said, we've always been on the lookout for. It's something the officers are already aware of. And, they're experts at detecting when something is wrong or something is out of place. So, and I foresee that continuing, but I don't see any major changes for us here at the border.
Aaron, we appreciate it. Thanks very much. That's the Chief of Customs and Border Patrol, Aaron Bowker, on the live line.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.